When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
And this is our second episode of our two-parter covering
intro
season seven, episode eight, attached with Guy Brot, Aranum, and Bob Tompkins. And we had such a good time with everybody fuck off. Not Tompkins.
It is.
It shouldn't be,
but it is.
It's the last name that you deserve.
You hear before you die.
It's the last name you need, but not the one you deserve. Paul F. Tompkins.
It truly is.
Please stay tuned.
It's what he says, you know? He called himself Tompkins.
Right after this, we're going to hear the second parter of the two-parter with Guy Branum, Paul F. Tompkins.
And Paul F. Tompkins.
Paul F. Tompkins.
De quoi?
So they do go down to planet Pret. And they don't go where they thought they were going to go. They end up in a prison, and they're linked psychically.
Sucks.
Why?
Have you ever had one of those days where you beam down?
It remains a mystery to this day.
And you appear in a prison linked up mentally with your BFF / crush?
I'll Paul, you go first.
Okay. Yes. And I don't like it. Here's my question. If you are holding someone captive, is it the best move to link them psychically?
It's a care kit. They were like,
it
here's
feels
your
like the kind
link.
Of thing that would happen with me going live on Twitch. It's like, I'd be like, okay, I can hear myself in my headphones. Twitch can hear me, but I'm psychically linked to my neighbor. I don't know how it happens, but it's the way it works. Because it seems like something insane like that. Like they're new Twitch live streamers. That's how their captivity works. They probably never take anybody captive. So their technology is like, well, we can't unlink the psychic link thing from the prison thing. Yeah. We don't know how to do that yet. Well, we have to take them captive. So, okay, I guess put them in a prison and they're psychically linked.
Who would you psychically link with?
Whoever's in the prison with me.
Okay.
Or just like, who would I want to psychically link with?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think it's like, who would you end up psychically linked with?
Yeah, no, we're not asking what's going to happen to you.
Yeah, this we're is asking, like pie in the sky.
Okay. Easily my boyfriend, because not for romantic reasons. But
alive or dead, anyone from history.
It would be easier to like live your daily life when, because you know how like, do you guys have the thing where, oh my God, we have a guest. Oh my God!
God, there he is.
God is here.
Hello, good to be here. Tompkins, fucking dapper, even on a podcast.
Well, I knew we were going live to Twitch.
Guy Branum, everybody. Woo, you've heard of welcome. My Life as a Goddess. The author is he's here. It's a great intro.
I forgot we were going to be on Twitch, and I'm just wearing a t-shirt. but I am. A cookbook in Riverside Shakespeare, raising my laptop for it. Hello, guys. How's it going?
Hi, guy.
It's nice to
welcome.
See you. We were just talking about psychic links, and suddenly you just
that's
popped.
What happened. That is what happened.
I wasn't sure whether we were because Alice had said something about the previous week's episode. So I was just watching the last Loxana episode that is all about psychic links.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, but like Attached is all about psychic links too.
Attached is also all about psychic links. And then Paul just left.
What?
And then have you ever noticed that Paul and Guy are never in the same room?
Wait a minute.
I'm here still. I just wanted to wish Guy a happy Hanukkah.
Okay.
Dismembered.
That's
turned to Hanukkah voice.
I 100% Hanukkah'd last night. I locked it. I lit candles. I was very into it.
I ate latkes and I lit my candles. But Jose doesn't participate, so it's just me chanting in Hebrew alone.
That's 2020, baby.
Yes, baby. It is.
Honestly, that sounds like heaven.
We were just asking, who would you, in history, alive or dead, who would you like to have a psychic link with?
I didn't realize I had an alive or... You didn't give me the alive or dead option. Just
she did.
Okay.
This is why I love Paul so much. I just need him. Less effort for me.
Who's too interesting? Fran Lebowitz. Because she doesn't give us much, but you know there's always something going on, you know?
You don't feel like it would be too much of a peek behind the curtain as she's trying to like craft her one-liners?
I mean, that's a really great point, but I would sort of like to be inside of that. I feel like her crafting her one-liners is going to be more of like more fireworks than like having a psychic link with Didion. You know, like I only want to know what Didion sends out to the publisher. Fran, could get the full feed.
A little bit Didion is like, always telling us what she's thinking. In her way. You know what I mean? Like,
Alice, whom would you psychically link with throughout history?
Well,
alive or dead?
Well, obviously, I think it would be great to link with somebody dead so that, you know, we'd know what's up with that. So I guess Obama? gosh. Ooh. I guess Princess Diana.
Oh, okay.
Then I know what the afterlife is like.
Mm-hmm.
And I know which parts about the Netflix series are
she
true or not.
She wants dead Diana.
I took alive or dead
she
to mean
dead Diana.
You could use people who like famous people from history, not that you would be linked with a dead person.
I have a
you
question.
Can do it wherever you want.
Alice.
Yes.
If you had this psychic link with Diana, do you imagine that she has continued to do work in the afterlife? Do you think she's been going to like therapy in the afterlife?
Oh, I think she's been doing tons of charity work.
She's handshaking with COVID patients.
There's charity work to be done. She goes to hell regularly to try to just like get people who are stuck in hell, you know, to like repent or whatever it is you have to do to get out of hell. I know that the Jewish religion doesn't believe in hell, but in Diana's religion, there's a hell. So she has to go there and, you know.
Judaism's just a bunch of question marks. You guys could be right. You guys could be wrong. We don't care. We're just fighting about how much horseradish to eat on Passover. That's our religion is focused on this world right here. Do what you want on your other worlds.
I also don't. I don't think you can get out of hell. I think that is it. Like purgatory, you can get out of, but you cannot get out of hell.
Tell that to the lady die because
you think she's
dead and she's no. I'm saying she's trying. You know, she's going down there and they're like, she's like, why are they all there? And they're like, well, they sinned in their life and so they're in hell. And she's like, gosh. And then she hugs them.
She takes charity trips from purgatory to hell. She is, of course, herself in purgatory for racy yacht photos.
She has to run from photographers every time she passes from hell.
And every time she passes from hell, it has a weird side effect that makes Charles's hands really fat.
But you see, I told you about this. Charles's hands. Have you ever Googled the royal prince's hands?
Have you Googled the royal prince's hands? We're about to Google it right now.
Y'all should.
Prince.
Because they're crazy. Charles.
Actually, I better open up a new tab. Prince.
I think he just like has one of those like genetic things. I don't really know.
Yeah, so this is...
No. Like,
I'm just going to share my screen with
royal inbreeding shit. Like Habsburgs and their fucking jaws. I get it.
He might have polo palm, which is it's a terrible sports affliction. If you play a lot of polo, the wood gets into your hands. If you don't wear gloves, I can't wait.
Princess Look at that.
Charles. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my. What?
Why?
I told you, they're like sausages.
He does have little chubby hands.
They're links.
That's like not a well person.
Well, that can't be. That's not real.
That is. That's it.
This is it. This
and
is
his
it.
Feet are
Go
crazy
to the one
too.
Where he's eating the bell pepper. What is he eating?
He's eating a, he a appears flower? To be eating a, some sort of.
He's just thinking. Like, and I think
he's just thinking.
In the, in
this is his, the thinker pose.
I mean, I just now want information on how much salt he had consumed in the recent past.
I love Pringles. I can't get enough.
I love Pringles.
Once I pop, I simply cannot stop.
Oh, my Pringles can. He's just like licking all his little chubby fingers. Paul, who would you psychically link with?
Adolf Hitler, and I always think mean things at him. And he couldn't run away.
You're like, you're dummy. You're a dummy.
I say, you're dumb. I think you stink, mister.
He hates
You're like
that.
Boring.
I was thinking about
Hey Hitler,
today.
Hey Hitler, still here. Thumbs down. There'll be a lot of stuff like
that. And you're if he's hungry, crazy. You're like poop soup.
poop soup.
Exactly. Poop soup.
It's the move. It's the move to make.
It's the move to make.
It's the move, baby. If you, Veronica, could link with somebody, who? Would it be alive or dead?
I think it's definitely something like Mary Magdalene or.
Sure.
You know, just to see what the fuck. And then.
Or, hey, what the fuck? To see happened. What,
yeah. And then, like, what?
Girl spill the tea type of energy?
Girl spill the tea. How big was he after death? Like, all the things.
After death.
Both.
I have three. Here's what I want to know, Mary Magdalene. Bill the T, how big was Christ's dick, and after death.
But also, you get insights into the nature of the universe and God, but also sex moves. Like, you find out what your hookers of
like
the first century. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it true?
It's the pussy that conquered that man. So, like, I just want to know. More. If she
yeah,
steams
maybe
it.
A good it would make a great TED talk.
Right?
Like the like communing with the oldest professional.
And more modern, it would be like Heath Ledger.
Mm. Okay.
I'm just like never not in love with him. What are you laughing at?
I just didn't expect that. It really caught me by surprise.
Someone said, sip the tea on the carpenter's wood.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I also was going to say, like, I would just link with Garrett because, like, if you had that situation where your partner or your roommate, like, you have all those miscommunications all the time. So I could just be like, oh, he's not planning on doing the thing that I told him we're doing and that he said he would, but actually he's not going to go. And then I could just know that instead of 4 or 5 minutes before it happens. You know what I mean?
That's very
thread
specific.
Killer.
That's such an interesting question about a relationship is like, are you more invested in preserving your bits of privacy or are you more invested in just sort of creating as absolute of a linkage as possible so that you don't have misunderstandings?
Right.
Yeah. But think about if you have that link, you don't have to ever talk again.
Well, that to me is very strange. Like if you were sitting there in silence, just reading each other's thoughts.
I love to talk.
No kidding.
Got him. You got me.
Also, would you do it? Guy?
Go ahead, Guy.
I just wanted to say, this is a crowd where I want to know who here has watched Let Them All Talk yet.
We just watched it the other night.
Did you love it, Paul F. Tompkins?
I really did. I really enjoyed it a lot.
Yes.
I really
what
did.
Is that?
Oh,
what
it
is that? I don't know what that
it's
is.
It's the movie. It's the Steven Soderbergh movie. It's on HBO Max right now. Meryl Streep, Candice Bergen, Diane Wiest. It's really terrific. It's really terrific. It's the three of them. They're old friends, and they're taking this crossing on the Queen Mary 2 from America to England. And they're exploring their relationships and everything. It's really great.
It's not a Nancy Meyers movie. It's real dry.
No. Yeah.
But if you're signing up for It's Real Dry, I laughed like it was Blazing Saddles. Like I had a good fucking time.
Yeah. It's really fun. But on the Nancy Meyers tip, it's like, it's beautiful. Like it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And they shoot this ship really, they shot it on an actual cruise and they're, people in the background are actual people that are on this cruise, and it's absolutely worth watching, for sure.
But it is Nancy Meyers?
It is not
Nancy. No, Soderbergh. Soderbergh's, Nancy Meyers and Soderbergh are sort of interchangeable in a lot of ways. I think we can all agree.
And probably heavy.
No, we can't.
So we have, sorry, go ahead.
There is one more clip to watch.
And
it's a lot of them.
You go ahead.
We're talking about a connection that has been established for 7 seasons from the beginning.
The claw's back.
From the beginning, they're just like kind of tense, sexually tense, a little bit like the
we're
senior
still on
officers.
The episode attached.
We're still in the episode that's attached. So they've been like flirting and will they, won't they for 7 seasons. And suddenly it all comes out because of a psychic link.
It feels, and I would say that tacking on something what Paul said before, it does feel like they're unpacking a lot of stuff that they're like, well, we need to deal with this thing that we haven't talked about. You know, like the writers are saying that. They're like, oh God, well, it's been a really long time. We don't have any, we haven't really dealt with this. So we should probably talk about how like these two characters are in love with each other or not.
And also like, that was the way the plot dealt with it was like,
yeah,
like these two characters are in love with each other and not.
Yeah. And we knew exactly that they were going to. Okay. So I'll just fast forward to this.
I want
to see
the
scene by the fire. Well, we got to see this guy for a second. He's great.
Ask us for help and get us to expose several of our undercover operatives in the process. But what you didn't expect was for us to get your people out of prison so quickly. They needed more time. They needed more time to plot the destruction of the Kez with their new friends.
This is ridiculous.
So this guy has a jukebox in his quarters.
There's also like a glowing answering machine on his desk.
It's so insane.
It's pretty amazing. And also, to my understanding, this is still a fashion podcast, right? Those outfits that the two cast guys were wearing were so drab brown. I like to imagine that the little squares on their outfit are just stills from episodes of News Radio. Like, it's just so brown and gray. It is everything.
It's kind of brown.
It's also that sort of like pixelated camo that people love so much.
Yeah, it's just the most, it's like, that's the mid-90s right there.
I'm not a big fan of this alien design. It's sort of unpleasant to look at because the whatever that thing is, it goes up like a little too high.
That's
standing over there that has it like, it's intruding into his hairline.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine this guy like brushing his hair around this thing.
Look at that.
He's like, ow, ow, ow.
It
looks like it would be sensitive to the touch.
Also, he straight up has like a stick figure man, like a tiny, it's like a tiny stick figure. It's just like too thin of a skin to like be combing around, you know?
This is the guy who is like, he looks a lot like the Wesley Crusher of them, and he's just hanging out.
Shit, right?
Yeah, he really has to do a lot of stuff behind the scenes.
I'm into that olive velvet, I tell you.
I'm beginning to think there's not a single thing on this planet we can eat.
Wow.
She's so hungry the whole time.
This time tomorrow, we can be back on board the Enterprise, and you can plant yourself in front of a replicator with a knife and fork.
I'm thirsty for this.
Remember that Vulcan dish I promised for breakfast? Well, I was just... You hate having breakfast with me.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. When I said breakfast, I heard you say, I hate that.
That's not quite what I meant.
Well, then what did you mean?
It's just that I don't like...
What I've been choosing for breakfast recently.
You see, I think that breakfast should be a simple meal, and recently you've been ordering these elaborate things.
Coffee and croissant. That's all you really want, isn't it? Coffee and croissant. Well, why didn't you just say so?
I didn't think it was important. You don't like those elaborate meals either.
No, I usually prefer something simple myself, but I thought you might enjoy more
variety.
Wait, so
like, they're married and they're just not fucking.
Oh, Henry.
That's how I am with my ex-boyfriend.
Right, because like they're just like having, they see each other every day. Well, they see each other as much as a married couple would see each other. They spend that much time together and they're not having sex with each other. And then at the end, they're like, should we? And she's like, nah. Why?
Because she couldn't have talked all that shit about her nurse without, like, integrity.
When I said Jack and I felt this sudden wave of something.
Of what?
That's how I lure them into telling me things.
I didn't know you felt that way.
Me
didn't
flirting?
You?
It was me flirting.
Wait, I guess I always knew that there was an attraction between us right from the start, but I never knew how strongly you felt.
Space bird.
Why didn't you ever tell me you were in love with me?
Huh?
You were married to my best friend.
Yeah, but didn't stop the guy in Love Actually.
I thought it was harmless infatuation.
What if she said that?
Rather than emotional.
It didn't stop anyone in the
they
iconic
would.
Earth
they
film.
They referenced things from the century all the time.
In the 20th century film, Love Actually. Together.
I realized that it was something else. And it wasn't right.
It's the one movie that made it.
But although
the one
I would never
movie.
Act on it, I couldn't help
it. It's got everything. It's the only movie from the 20th century we needed.
And when Jack died, you felt guilty.
It would explain
I
so
felt
much
guilty
of the
before he died.
That resulted.
Having feelings like that for my best friend's wife.
This is
and
pretty dark
later,
secret.
After the accident.
Pretty dork secret.
I promised myself that I would never tell you how I felt. It would
okay.
be like betraying
can we not
my friend.
With the guys and their best friends. Like, I just,
why did he promise himself that?
It seems like guys and their best friends. It's like it's either a cock block or. It's not, and you're an like just.
I would,
the guy died ages ago, and your lady is just wandering around the halls, you know,
not knowing things, not knowing things,
like just totally freely getting involved with like the worst guys that come on the ship. They're always weird predators. You could just be having a relationship.
Sometimes
with
this they're
person.
Ghosts.
Sometimes they're ghosts. They're just smarmy weirdos.
I would like to make 2 points. The first one is, Paul, Love Actually is pretty clearly a 21st century film because airport protocols post 9/11 are a pretty important plot point in that movie. Second
directed.
Thing.
He has been corrected.
Second point is Star Trek The Next Generation just the grand story of how Jean-Luc Picard's excessive responsibility to professional responsibility, like, destroyed his life. That by
yeah,
always
it
being
is.
The guy who made the right choice, he never got to be himself.
Was yeah, he, is he the James Comey of space?
Oh my God. Or the, I would say even more the Mueller. Robert Mueller. Because James Comey fucked up.
He did, but he fucked up because he thought he was being he fucked up this weird
he thought he was being
this
the
weird
most,
misguided
yeah.
integrity, like to protect the bureau and blah blah blah. And it
yes.
was just like, what the fuck are you talking
and
about,
Picard
dude?
Picard and Beverly not being together is total misguided, like integrity
for way too long. Yeah,
for way too long.
Yeah,
because in the end, he's like, what's stopping us?" And she's like. Yeah. Bye. It's just like.
But also, if they've been friends for this long and mm-hmm. they both loved this person who's dead, mm-hmm. There is something that's kind of, I don't know. Like if I were the one who died, yeah, unifying. And if I were the person who died, and someone like a close male friend of mine, you know, started courting my wife decades later. Like I hope that I wouldn't be like rolling in my grave.
I mean, the question is, why didn't we get an episode that was essentially ghost stepmom? Like in some way, like Jack or whatever his name was returning to be like, you two need to get together. And like Star Trek, The Next Generation is really scared of fucking. It's like every time, like it doesn't even let fucking Troy and Riker fuck.
It's germaphobe. I just wanted to.
They're like, I'm glad we're such good friends.
It's all I'm trying to get happen.
They're okay. They're okay with talking about things that have happened in the past, but nothing in the present and nothing in the future.
And then they're okay with talking about weird sexual dreams. Like that is what essentially happens. They're just like, wow, you had some really intense dreams that I saw. And then that, oh God, that was that's fucked crazy up. Amazing. I have to hear it.
Was Keiko O'Brien the only unrestricted pussy on the Enterprise? You should get Rosalind Chow on this show to talk about that.
That's some colonizing bullshit.
When somebody comes on the show and tells us the guests that we should get. I also do want to get the part when they do have a diplomatic sit down and they get these two talking and they really start to unpack the issues between the various factions of this planet. And Riker does it, which he's like never good at doing diplomacy, but he does it.
Why don't you blow each other up?
Has zero patience for any diplomacy. That
we are already aware of your plan to use Federation technology
She's
to build
like
new attack
Prada
satellites.
2019.
You will find that we are prepared for them.
That is an interesting but pointless lot. I'd rather discuss your own plans to use Federation aid to stay to take over Korod Island.
We have been over this before. Korod clearly belongs to the Prid who originally...
That's it.
I love it. Everybody wants a piece of Korod Island.
It's beautiful. Have you ever been? Oh my God. You have to go to Korod Island. Also, I feel like that's an interesting but pointless lie. That's an interesting but pointless lie is an amazing shutdown.
It is so good. It feels like something Diane on The Good Wife. Guy, have you watched The Good Wife yet?
I have not. Everyone has told me I should love The Good Wife.
God damn it. I'm going to make a podcast where I just make you watch The
Good Wife. That would be great.
Is that what I have to fucking do at this point? I'll do it. Anyway.
I haven't watched The Good Wife.
You have watched The Good Fight, though.
Yes.
I just love...
I caught her in it.
I love the way that, like, sensible jumpsuit with hood or, like, 90s broad-shouldered tan suit. Instantly, there's one side that you support and one side that you hate.
No question. We also know whose side we're on.
Shoulders.
It's not the people with the weird ridges.
Shoulder pads that have cuffs right here, like when I use my elbow protectors rollerblading and I pull them up too high.
Good segue.
Sorry, I mean, drinks fucking water. So this episode was directed by Jonathan Frakes and was written by Carl Sagan's son.
Oh
really?
Yes.
We're all surprised.
Nicholas Sagan.
Oh, I was going to say Barl.
Barl did not make it to this one.
Wait, so she has the same, I'm confused. So her outfit is, they have the same forehead ridges. She's just covering them up.
She covers the part that hurts.
She covers the part that hurts. She protects it from the elements.
She scratched it with a comb.
She scratched it with a comb one time, and that's what resulted in the comb. I love it.
I also love that this is all about them being maybe associate members of the Federation, which I don't know. What does that mean?
It's like an astute associate.
Non-voting observer status. It's possible
it's
that
like
they
Puerto
could
Rico.
Have some voice Puerto in committees. Rico,
yeah. Right.
They do the inventory. They have to like make sure it closes.
They
want to
be Puerto Rico.
Free beverages.
It's like having a room at the Hyatt, but not club level access. You know.
Can I say this too? If anyone from the Marriott Bonvoy organization is watching this, please stop emailing me every single day. There's a pandemic happening, and I'm not going anywhere. I don't need you to.
You are part of my uniform.
No, no, cut the audio. Cut the audio. Sorry. Listen.
Sorry. He's halfway through his. He's like.
I didn't mean to.
Guys, I'm so thirsty. Always for sex scenes and like romantic scenes in this show. That this is why I wore this.
Oh, really?
I'm part of the scene now.
Oh, you're like on the show.
I'm in that room right
There's
now.
There's literally never been a moment on Star Trek The Next Generation where the story is more told through fashion than this fucking scene. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. That's a high claim.
Skirt.
Absolutely.
I don't know the phrase for it.
It's like a belt.
Her skirt? Yeah, when she walks away and you realize she was wearing that skirt the whole time, you're like, she meant business.
And yeah. Then I was some like, sort of.
I don't know what the business was, but she meant it.
They're wheeling here.
I also just want to roll back for a second and say the notion that at the United Federation of Planets headquarters in San Francisco, there's one level with light apps and free drinks. And associate members do not have access to that makes me so happy.
Tier one. They're tier one.
Your card says you're just an associate member, so.
If you pay
but
a
my friend's
more,
in there and he's the a associate. Full member. Can I have a, does he has a plus one? He has to admit you. He has to be here. Can you bring him up here? I can't contact him because he's in the bubble.
They have to pay $50 a month. And then they get it's, the
you can pay a one-time
and
access
a
fee. And it's
a continental breakfast.
Once
for some
a month.
Shitty croissant, which is how Beverly says it.
To freedom.
Freedom.
Like, sure. What is this? Oh, it's nighttime drink. They spend so
I
much
thought
time
I
together.
Would make my hair less attractive for some reason.
I like it. Come on. I do that all the time.
Penny for your thoughts.
I look at my own.
I was just thinking that the as distracting penny. As it was, I was beginning to get used to hearing your thoughts and I
Why can't a straight guy
it?
Ever wear something like that for
so
a
do
day?
I. It was very intimate.
Tell us in the comments.
You know, last night I couldn't sleep.
Oh.
I was awake for several hours, and thanks to the implants, I got to hear some very interesting dreams of yours.
Like, what's her caller story here?
A man cannot be held responsible for what his mind does while he's asleep.
I would never react that awake? With that much cool if someone told me, hey, I have monitored your dreams last night.
Well, also, I felt you jacking off about me.
Yeah.
Also, is Picard wearing hose in that scene? Are those like tights?
There is one person in this room who would react very smoothly to somebody being like, if you said to Veronica, I monitored your dreams last night and you had sex dreams about me.
I'd be like,
finally, you
yes,
got my message.
I'd be like, oh my God, let's go. And they'd be like, I'm just mentioning it. And I'd be like, let's go. I was just so
just
turned on
it.
By something like that. I would be so excited. Then I have to save all the words for explaining my dreams every morning. I can just be like,
now try it with me. Tell me. Now try it with me. Tell me you hurt my.
I still had the implants going, and you had some very interesting dreams last night.
Oh no! What? Who's over there? Is Have you seen these? Have you seen these pens? They're great.
Alice, I also saw your dreams last night.
Oh, I got a phone call. I'm getting a phone call. Okay. Hello?
I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow.
No.
So it. Here
stop.
Like they say,
stop the sound.
No one wears those shirts because no one has the confidence of Captain Picard.
We got an answer.
Space Charmeuse. It's true that it's all Space Charmeuse.
Okay, let's continue watching the extremely, extremely, intimate scene. She does say the word intimate.
Just give your dry cleaning to Worf. Let's never forget. That's what Worf does.
Oh, Worf will take care of it.
Make sure it gets there before 5 p.m.
So now that we've had this unique experience, what do we do?
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean.
No, I don't. The implants have been removed, remember?
Still, come on.
Oh, bitch, come on.
Okay, what do I have to fucking...
That's the kind of game I would play, just so that he says it, but if I was him, I'd be like, bitch, you know.
Each of us feels. Perhaps we should not be afraid to explore those feelings.
Yes, it's a show I want to see.
Oh my god, right on the cheek.
It's so on the cheek. You missed. That's when the guy goes...
Or perhaps we should be afraid.
Pero por qué?
Okay.
I think I should be going.
I think we shouldn't. That, how could I be
okay,
more
glad, glad we took...
Little bird pecks.
Nice.
All right, let's look at his weird...
Oh, whoa.
Bye. Ben.
Well, this sucked.
Good night.
Good night.
What if he talked to her about blue ball? It's because I only filled one side of my head. Insane outfit. Like, turn that flute the fuck up. I think the computer can do that. What's he gonna, who's he looking at? Oh my god, right at me.
Is he looking at us?
He's looking at us. Holy shit.
What a strange
well,
ending.
Well, that's that episode, you guys.
Guy and I are both like,
You look at their postures. It's so frustrating.
Space Candle, delighted. The raw confidence for a woman over 40 to be like, above the waist, simple.
For sure.
On my ass, fucking also, party. Like, on my ass, just fucking go crazy with fabric.
So much stuff going on. Yeah, so much stuff. Not
all
a bustle per se, but...
In the lower torso.
Yeah. Her
how about
as
can
a
we,
woman
can we take some of the fabric from the front and just
like,
swirl
man.
It all the way around the back? I'm afraid I won't be able to walk in this. I want my
and
legs to
just,
be completely in the clear.
She just walks out of Picard's room and has to make her walk to her quarters in that thing.
Right.
I'd be taking selfies the entire time. I'd be the entire time just be like,
tricorder selfies.
Sorry. Oh, excuse me. I got lost. There's something.
Could you hold this?
Straight to forward.
Tricorder.
Also,
what if somebody had a tricorder with one of those selfie sticks? A tricorder's out here.
I wanna watch the Star Trek The Next Generation where she like runs into Worf, who like sees she's in her fucking outfit and has to like get
like,
around
oh,
having
to
talk about it.
But he's like, oh, I'm gonna be taking that to the cleaners, aren't I?
She's like, Worf, did you pick that up for me or no?
He's like, I can already tell that's going to go to the cleaner.
And then if I was Picard, like, as soon as that door closes, I'm, like, on my phone, group chatting, like, fuck. I'd be just sending stickers, like,
let
sad,
me tell you, let me tell you
cry.
What just happened to me, and then you tell me what you think just happened.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about having Riker as your number one right now, is he is going to go to Riker and be like, I don't know how. I'm on first base. I'm on second base. He hits a fucking grand slam and I'm not home.
Is this too much of a it was just
the
like,
third base coach is waving me
L,
in
frankly.
And the base is gone. That's what happened. You know, because baseball's all they talk about.
They love the only sport that survives.
Now, Paul, you have been a great guest. And you have the option of sticking around for the portion which we discuss the episode we fucked up and discussed without Guy, which we shouldn't have, which is Lixana's amazing episode.
The last episode of Luxana.
The last Luxana episode, which we never got to talk about with Guy, and we really wanted to. So,
by the way, this is the last episode.
Or you could just weirdly ghost like sometimes you do.
Sorry, Alice. Mm-hmm. I think if I talk, your microphone mutes or lowers its volume.
That is what happened.
Sorry.
And we are getting in the chat. Please stay, Paul. Paul, please stay. Paul.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to take a little break. Maybe I'll jump back in.
Oh, but I think that, how about that?
I think that definitely.
How about that?
You need to.
I do want to back off a little bit because you need to have some Luxana Troy chat with Guy Branum for sure. And you don't need this guy mucking that up, but I'll do a little pop in later on.
Very classy, Paul. Nothing but classy.
NBC.
From Paul. And we got to know that this is, you know.
Well, because I got. Because I got extra time before Guy got here, so I feel like it's only fair to let Guy reclaim his time.
I would say my counter argument is that aesthetically, Paul F. Tompkins, you are the Luxana Troy of stand-up comedy. I would say personality-wise, I am the Luxana Troy.
That is it.
But I'm saying when it comes to L-E-W-K-S, like you are the one who is serving.
Yeah, I am the, holder, somebody here is holder of the seventh chalice of Greece, and it's Paul Duncan.
I do like taking baths in cement, or whatever that was that time.
Oh, yeah, that I remember when she took Worf's son.
Alexander.
Like could be better Alexander. A guy from Cirque du Soleil is here with some body wash.
It's like, I'm going to babysit. Let's go to the mud bath.
Let's get in a grits bath and just dish.
But also the glory of 22 episodes a season was like a fucking sci-fi show doing like, let's do an Annie Mame A story.
Yeah.
Everybody in the main cast, you guys got an easy week because we're bringing in the boss's wife and this little kid. All right. I'll be back, guys. I'll be back. Okay.
You can also be right. Q, you know? And on that,
okay, all right. And on that, he queued up. Paul is kind of the Q in that sense. Mm-hmm. So, Guy,
someone said, I wish the ship's computer voice was PFT too. That's cute.
Let's rethink that. So, sorry guys, that sounded so rude. Let me get to that episode because I am running this. I'm running this Twitch, and. Not ready.
You're
to
doing
do
great.
So, let's be honest. I'm not doing great at it at
you
all.
Are.
But
yes,
I will
you
find
are.
It. So, Guy, we watched this episode without you, unfortunately, but we wanted to have you back because it's an emotional story and one in which they finally give Luxana her, you know, her they allow her to be a full human. Finally, first time.
I mean, in the last. It was really interesting because I barely remembered the episode. I remembered the space menopause episode. And I really was like, what do you do with somebody after space menopause? And I fucking love this because it also was like an episode that took her professionally seriously and really was
That's
like,
right.
There's shit she can do that nobody else can do. And then, especially for this podcast, that I was watching it and I was like, wow, she's wearing like subdued outfits.
Yes, that was the thing. And they pointed it out.
Yeah.
It was
like, she doesn't.
It was part of her performance. Like, this was part of like her not being okay, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love that you pointed out the menopause because that was one of the first episodes of Luxana ever.
Oh, really?
Isn't it like it's like the third or second?
I don't know. You guys are the ones who've been watching the whole thing.
Well,
but
it's pretty early on.
The first episode is when she comes in and goes into the holodeck, I think.
Luxana like Troy episodes. Let's see. I'll right, tell you in no time. Mm-hmm.
But this really was like there are ways that Star Trek: The Next Generation could be done in like a very we have 22 episodes to fill up. What are we going to do? And this one was so smart because like looking at that character and saying, what's the last question we want to ask about her? And what hasn't she been telling us? I feel like as stand-up comics, there's something really sympathetic about this person who's constantly talking at you. What don't they talk about? You know?
Right. Yes. And And it made me feel good that they gave that like treatment to a character that, and I think also it's the fan reaction to this show that gives us the opportunity to go there. Right. Cause like they were a show that actually were in touch with their fan base. So
okay, I got it.
They realized that they had that Luxana was like not only the boss's wife, but she was also kind of like a popular, interesting character that they created just because of the fan response. I think I'm just talking out of my ass here, but that's something that
there's just this way that I can never think about her at like the fact that she was there in the original pilot. I don't think of her as the boss's wife. I think of her as an inhabiting spirit of the show.
Yes,
literally.
Right.
With her being the computer.
Yeah.
With her being the computer.
She's literally the main spirit of the show. And then so she showed up in episode 111 where it's Troy's arranged marriage. And then in 219, it's her second episode. And that's when she already has a menopause. So immediately.
That's insane.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm ready.
Captain's log, stardate 472-54.1. A delegation of the Cairn have just come on board. This telepathic species has no concept of spoken language and is being instructed in its use by an old friend.
I don't know what they'd have done without me. First, I had to learn how they communicate. Well, it was an absolutely exhausting process.
It must have been.
Quite different from Beta Z telepathy. You know, we transmit words, but the Cairn, it's images, a flood of them, all at the same time. It's overwhelming.
I can imagine.
Actually, it's a very efficient way of communicating. If two Cairn were having this conversation, it would have been over minutes ago.
Really?
Of course, they realize that they'll want to communicate verbally if they join the Federation. Do me a favor. Introduce yourself to one of them. Engage them in conversation. They need the practice.
I'd be happy to.
So, like,
it's called
he's already so disrespectful to her. Like, I pointed this out the last time we watched it, but, like, she's telling him very important information, and he's just like, I can't wait to stop talking to her.
It's like the fifth time.
Like there is a way that she's like maybe the only female character who comes hard high status at him, like even when it's like an
Vosh.
Yes, there's a way that like the sexy ladies who were sexy for him were like presented as like 85% of what he was, 90% of what he was, and she don't give a shit about him, and it's what makes her great.
Yes, she's. And she doesn't have like a like the fact that she's so attracted to him, but she doesn't care that he's not attracted to her, and also just sort of denies that because she's like somewhere in there. I might not be sensing it, but I know I'm the shit. It's so satisfying. Okay, so let's go to the episode.
And I like her tiny perm
for Luxana,
and I like her little her necklace attached to her turtleneck, even though it's subdued. You know.
Mm-hmm.
She's just serving it. Always.
I'm fine, really.
He doesn't seem okay.
This is the last of Luxana.
Aren't you going to mingle, Mr. Wolf?
I gotta take some clothes.
I do not care for telepaths. They make me uneasy.
Don't worry. The Cairn couldn't read your thoughts even if they wanted to. Your brain isn't sophisticated enough.
Which is what you don't want to hear from your heroes is knowing their philosophies on racial biology.
Have either of you seen Deanna?
She was working, but she said she would be.
So true.
Speak of the devil.
Oh, she wore that gradient dress.
Sorry I'm late. I lost track of the time. Deanna, dear, come with me. I want you to meet the senior diplomat of the Cairn delegation.
She fucking looks at Riker like, fuck you.
Mayqueez, this is the beautiful daughter I've been telling you about, Deanna.
Pleased to.
Oh, come on. You practice.
Hello.
Hello. Pleased to meet you.
Yes. That is it. Pleased to meet you, Deanna.
Good. Well, I'll just let you young people chat.
Well,
Acme quiz. What do you think of the Enterprise?
It is beautiful. Comfortable, also.
I'm glad you think so.
There is another word that describes it.
He's pretty good at doing...
But I cannot remember.
You've learned a great deal in a very short time. I'm sure it won't be long before your words do justice to your thoughts.
Your mother told me of your need.
Need?
A moment. Husband.
Oh, you need a husband. Okay. And isn't that the best proposal she's ever going to get? So direct.
Also, like, every time Luoxana shows up, she gets a fucking proposal. Like, also, why does Troy never look good? Like, why is every Luoxana look a look, like, and every Troy look? I just feel like it's just bad stab at attractive. And also, like, his kind of, like, half Shakespeare thing, I feel like, is very much this, like, weird notion of romance. But Luoxana always looks great.
I don't know. Maybe it's, like, I think people, like, guys love Luoxana in the 80s and the 90s. They thought that it was, like, so, like, they thought she was, like, the epitome of hot. Like, so there's, like, something about.
Really?
I think that, yeah, like, every guy's like, oh, I remember when we had Bjorn on and he was like, she's great. I think it's just, like, they literally can put her in anything and they're just like, yeah. And so they did. They're just like, whatever, gradient dress. I don't know. I like.
Well, Luoxana? I kind of like this. Troy.
No. Troy. Yeah, they just have her like looking like a figure skater at all times. Because figure skater in the 90s was like the hottest thing you could be.
I mean, I like her uniform and I like her cheerleader uniform. And also like her little gray.
Yes.
Her little gray unitard thing is very cute. But when they try to dress her up, it rarely works for me.
Some of the chats coming back at you saying that she looks amazing.
Why do you think that is? Why is
we're divided? This is a divisive
they
issue.
They do it poorly.
I like in my heart and head, it always comes back to what's your relationship with the wardrobe ladies. And I just feel like the wardrobe ladies knew if they didn't serve Major Barrett Roddenberry, they would get fired. And Marina Sirtis was less of a concern. And
even Luoxana's subdued look is like. So, so gorgeous.
Yeah.
So right on. I mean, a tiny necklace attached to my shirt, please. Yes. Because you know that shit is hand sewn.
Yes.
It's not a hot glue situation.
Yeah, the coloring of this dress and like the shape, it just wasn't sharp. It just didn't feel sharp. I don't know.
I would like to say 4 seasons of Drag Race from now. You guys need, I want to see the two of you come on as guest judges, but for a runway challenge that is Star Trek The Next Generation based.
I would love any opportunity to do something like that. That would be so amazing. Oh, she looks so sad here. I hate it.
But also.
Don't worry. She'll
Alice
be fine.
Like, shut up.
No. Go ahead. What I say doesn't matter.
Age makeuping her makes me sad, but
yeah, for sure.
Even her sad coat is so fucking good.
Yes, it's so good, right? It's like, I mean, it's a little Eileen Fisher, but otherwise, you know, like it's like the Luoxana for Eileen Fisher.
Yes,
I mean, I'm just sliding into that period of my life with such ease.
She looks like a character I would do. I swear, this is like me and my SNL tapes.
In the 90s,
so,
I forgot how much we loved texture, you know?
Yeah, I miss it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I miss it too. So this... She ends up going into this trance situation because of her trauma, which involves a dog and liquid. We know that from Deanna's sojourn into her mother's mind, where somebody has like a selfie stick on a camera.
Counselor?
On their camera.
Can you hear me?
Captain?
Deanna, Dr. Crusher has become concerned that your paracortical readings have become erratic.
Are you talking to me from sickbay?
Yes. I want you to sever your connection to your mother.
Why don't you ask Maquis to do it?
I'm asking you. That is an order, Counselor.
You're not Captain Picard. Leave me alone. Please.
No, she won't. She won't do it. So the Cairns, where I have a question from the chat, does the Cairns have natural undercuts? What does that mean? Am I not getting, is that a type of haircut? Poet Dessou asks, does the Cairns have a natural undercuts? Oh, it is a haircut. Okay. Huge in the 90s. I'm going to have to Google that for you.
Oh, because they have those things? Is that what she's saying?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it was like a bowl cut.
Yeah.
It was sort of shaved on the sides. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah, that is their haircut just naturally because they don't grow hair on their scrotal lobes or whatever they're called. So, Cairn, what do we think Maquis guy? Hot or not, Maquis?
I'm going to say hot.
Yep. I thought so, too. I thought so, too. He has a little bit of the, what did you call it, Veronica? Like Steve Carell thing? Veronica was like every, or was it Frankie that said it? Every guy in that era sort of looked like Steve Carell.
That's really funny.
But yeah, I mean, Steve Carell's not bad looking. Yeah.
But also, here's the thing about Maquis is that, you know, there would come a point when he was feeling something strongly and wouldn't be able to articulate it in words. And then he'd just have to show you how he felt.
And he would do that by like staring at you super hard.
and just making this face.
Yeah. Which I didn't love that face, but I think there, I, you know, there's something attractive about a guy who like can't get his words out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is that just me?
No, absolutely.
Totally into it. I know I'm hot. I'm hardwired to be into stuff like that. But so we find out that basically what happened is her mom had a baby. And so we get to see that scene. Oh, tragic. In.
Go away.
In a room that looks suspiciously like the Arboretum.
I want to help you. Why did you delete parts of your journal?
My life journal?
Did something happen to you don't want me to know about?
Leave me alone, please.
Who's Hedro, Mother? Why is she here? Is Hedro me when I was a little girl?
No. Oh, no, I'd never let anything happen to you. Never.
Did you let something happen to someone?
Music is strange.
Was it here at El Nar?
Is that an oboe?
You were just a baby.
Tell me. Whatever it is, we can face it together.
I can't.
You can. We can.
Yeah.
Help me.
Oh, there it is.
Help me, Papa.
It's not even a
Please,
space dog.
Don't make me go through this again.
Now hold on to him. So don't let him run off.
Sure. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Mommy, can we go play by the water?
That is.
No, Kestra. Stay here with us.
It's also,
Please.
Hey, what do you want to have a picnic on?
Kestra?
How about our finest silks?
Oh, Kestra, you've made the baby cry. Oh.
Kestra.
No, don't cry, Deanna. Don't cry. Mommy's here.
Mommy, please.
No, Kestra. We're going to eat in just a few minutes.
Dear, what's wrong? What's wrong, everyone? Tell Mommy what's wrong.
I'm sincerely stressed by the baby.
She's teething. Where's her ring? No. No. See this again?
Is it a corgi?
I can't.
It's sort of a Pomeranian mix.
What happened?
It's a cosmic corgi, someone
Ooh,
said.
It's telling me my internet is unstable.
Also, that corgi is
what
not
else?
Snarling.
I don't remember.
No, it's a different dog.
Back. It's
There's like a dog
you.
Somewhere outside of the camera.
They had
like
a wolf that they brought in to film in this show, they could have used that.
You got to be worried about those Betazed space wolves.
This is all clogged.
She ran after him. We didn't notice.
Oh, we skipped right over the part. So.
Why did I? Why wasn't I paying attention?
Okay. Well, yeah, you do have to forgive yourself for that, because otherwise, oops, Zoom quit. Guys?
Does that...
Hello, it is just me and the video feed.
Disappeared from our screens.
Did you ever watch this episode?
It's bound to happen.
Okay, so the thing is I saw the end of this episode at least once.
I'm back.
And I never knew what the full story was. Like, no. I knew about the Kestra death. But I definitely don't remember seeing the top of it. I remember as like a young person coming in on the last like 10 or 15 minutes and just getting the Lwaxana damage of it all.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Kestra is like such a shocking name for also the shocking news.
I caught only the last part of what you just said because my internet connection cut out, so could you repeat that, guys?
I was just saying, I saw this episode original run, but I only saw like the last 15 minutes of it, so I only got the bombshell of drama, and so knew about that, but when I was watching the first half hour of it, I was like, what? And then I was like, oh yeah, I think this is the one about her dead sister.
Kestra.
There's only like a few different weird traumas that it could have been that explain why she was so like guarded about it, like why she wouldn't have said anything about it. Because I guess like her, like Sana as a mother is the one area of her life that she's super like emotional about. Otherwise she's kind of bulletproof. That sort of makes sense. I liked mm-hmm. that was the trauma a little bit. Like that was a good way to handle it. The chat points out that the child was definitely old enough to know how to swim. That's what it had to do with. Did the dog drag her into the water? We don't know.
So
she
funny,
just got away. And then something happened.
I think she got run over.
Oh, she got run over.
Let me see.
I don't know. We all have our take on it.
Well, it's just...
There definitely should be a better help out here, Shwala says.
On the holodeck, that's a very limited water system to be like... It's sort of like drowning at a miniature golf course.
Yes!
Also, the arboretum. Arboretum.
Do forgive yourself, but maybe don't like re-examine just like whether or not we're teaching our kids to swim on Betazed. Like,
right.
Like all parents. This is an all parents thing. This isn't just a Lwaxana thing. This is like for everybody just to think about how we're parenting.
But also, if you are one of the most powerful telepaths on the planet, isn't there like a moment when your daughter, you're like, oh, I think my daughter's very scared of drowning right now.
Yeah, she drowned.
I should pay attention. Like.
Right, but maybe like, yeah, yeah.
She drowned in like flat water.
I'm gonna pitch to you guys that maybe it wasn't a problem of are we teaching our children to swim on Betazed? Maybe there was some sort of arboretum water feature arms race that occurred across the planet where they were just building these vortexes and these water slides, just the most intense water feature, and they just didn't even think about the kids who would be killed by it.
And then there was a character in that narrative who is sort of like the Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic, who was like, we're so busy thinking about what we can do with these water features. We're not pausing to think about whether we should, you know, and everybody's like, it's fine. We're going to build one of those outdoor water slide things, but it's not for kids. It's not for kids.
At a miniature gold horse. LOL. The tragic death that was fully avoidable.
Yeah, that's Shwalov in the chat. Yes, and Shwalov posits, and I agree. Maybe baby telepaths broadcast really loud telepathic crying that drowns out other thoughts, just like their crying drowns out other sounds, which is totally true. And I kind of feel like that's a good
idea. That makes a lot of sense.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yes, because imagine what a sound in your head is if you're a Bedazed of your baby crying. It's probably like, and maybe Kester just needed to speak up for herself a little bit. You know how deep, it's like if you watch It, you know, these kids, they get into stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the dog was just the paper boat.
It does make you, does make you long for a couple of episodes where, like, Deanna's judgmental older sister had showed up. Like, Deanna.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah.
That would absolutely be, I would love to see those claws out. You know, like, I just want to see that fight.
And on Discovery, that something like that would happen. Definitely.
Yeah.
You can't. Discovery is like an improv scene. You can't mention a crazy other character from a different universe that doesn't exist because that bitch will show up.
Okay,
because
I stopped watching Discovery after one season because I was too like, oh, this is like business work. And then everyone tells me that like, I mean, end of season one was a little batshit. And everybody's...
It's batshit.
Yeah, okay, I should watch.
It's the How to Get Away with Murder of... it gets so crazy. So quick. You're just like watching one episode and you're like, wait, we're on one episode? This all happened? And also every episode, Michael Burnham's life is in imminent danger every episode. And you're just like, I can't watch this woman's life get like nearly, her whole world implodes constantly. And she's like, is this really, it's not feasible. It's not sustainable. But it does kind of get into a groove, which I think is what happened. Like maybe they had some Shondaland executives come in and help rein it in a little bit. They're like, yeah, we made this mistake too.
That's funny because I never got through to second season of How to Get Away.
How to Get Away with? How to Get Away with.
It was just too much. I just couldn't.
Yeah, exactly. But I would love to see Deanna, going back to the Deanna's older sister thing, there's so many opportunities. Because... was Deanna's older sister also half Bedazed? Oh, and imagine the Riker tension. Oh, Riker would immediately go for her.
Yeah.
They would have sex instantly.
It would be very problematic because she already went for the second Riker. And like, of course, Riker would go for the sister. It just would be so messy. It would be like a pastiche. Like,
I bet when they were recounting this in the ready room and she was like, so it turns out I had an older sister. Riker was like, what? Like, even though she was like dead by the time she was 8.
Okay.
Like, Riker, calm. I can hear what you're thinking and you need to calm down. She died.
Like, she died. you need to just like,
yeah,
not.
But if she hadn't. He's like, there's a universe in which she didn't.
Also, do you guys watch Picard?
Yes, I for sure do.
You 100% know there's a bunch of shit she's not telling that kid of hers they have on that cabin planet. Like, yes. She's not telling him about all the times she fucked with his dad's life.
No. I'm like blocking my ears right now because I'm still like trying to watch Picard in a row one of these days.
Oh, okay.
Soon.
Well,
no, but it's okay.
Well,
it's okay. It's my fault.
It's not a huge spoiler. You know that. Yeah, it is your fault. It's usually your fault. You're in trouble now. Well, Guy, I'm so glad we got to have you back for this.
Thank you so much for having me. This was super fun. And
you're such an important guest to us, and we just love you.
It means a lot to me that you let me come and talk about the last Loaxana. Oh,
Jesus. Oh,
what perfect timing.
Gross.
But thank you so much for having me. I love Loaxana, and I love you guys, and this is such a great show. Thank
I'm so glad you were here.
Is Guy taking off?
Guy's taking off. If there's anything you would like to get a plug in, Guy, because we haven't done that yet.
You both should.
My Patreon is called RaphaelWarnock.com. So please support me between now and January 5th, because I have a lot of things going on. We're going to be dropping a lot of exclusive content. Please get on there. All right. Bye, guys.
This is exciting.
Bye, Guy. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Bye, Paul. Bye
Guy.
Thank
you so much
for
being
here. Bye, Guy.
And if you want to go to my Patreon, it's John Ossoff, but only from certain angles. .patreon.com. Paul.
Here we are.
There's an elf on your head.
What? He's just dancing around.
He's like the stick figure from those guys.
I bet that would hurt if you were one of the, if you were a Pret, that would hurt.
A Pret. They really were like looking through the the menu book at the office to come up with names. Was Pret-a-Manger even around back then? Yeah. I don't know, guys. Look, I'm in my jams. This is so much fun as always. Thank you for having me back so soon in season 7. I didn't think I'd be back in before maybe
but
towards
we had to
the
do
end.
A holiday episode.
We did have to do our famous holiday episode.
It was a special.
And we'll bring you back for the end as well. It'll be later in months. Maybe we'll have a vaccine by the time you're back. Who knows?
So that you can run the podcast while I cry at the end of the show.
Yes, no, we have to have you when you
cry. But you know it ended
instead of
already.
Like a.
But I cry every day, no matter what. So.
Oh, okay. Well, not your fault.
It's not your fault.
But she cries about you every day.
I get that.
Okay. Wow.
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 I mean, wow.
That's what's going on the Instagram.
He gets that.
That's what's going on in the Instagram.
And that is what. Hooray for another live tracks. Thanks everybody for joining us. All of you viewers, I believe there
was
600 of you at one point.
Oh, nice.
I made that up, but it was really fun to have you. Thanks, 1980
like
World Champion.
An interesting but pointless lie.
Prairie Ghost.
That's how I'm going to fight from now on. Interesting but pointless lie.
It was so wonderful. Lots of love for Paul.
Yeah, people are like, Paul.
Oh, they love it. And they're just so impressed with your airport story. And Puth Desu says, thank you.
That
great way
like
to end a work day.
40 here. Years ago.
Que rico Puerto Rico.
Que rico Puerto Rico.
And Nestor Jimenez is still here.
Hi, Nestor.
Thanks for staying till the end, Nestor. We know you have a lot of places to be.
Nestor,
what
better late
doing?
Than never.
What are you doing later tonight?
My wife and I are going to eat some ramen.
Nice.
Oh,
well, I know Garrett just got home, so I'm going to make him some hot pot.
Oh, hot
I know
pot.
Jose got home after a long day of work, and I just said, shut up, I'm doing a podcast. So,
yeah, man. That's right.
That's
shut
right.
up, I'm doing a podcast.
House husband shit.
Mm-hmm.
Guys.
Wait, what are you all doing? Okay. You're going to make hot pot. You told Goodbye. Jose to shut up.
I'm gonna.
Are you gonna tell him to shut up in the future?
Maybe again, one more time tonight, and then I'm gonna go write poetry.
That's so Rami.
Jesus, that's so you. That's
I'll
so
wait
you.
Until I. Give
I'm gonna
you
go
a poem.
Blow out some space. I'm gonna tell Google to blow out my space candles. Because Beverly just rejected
Google.
Me.
Blow out space candles.
Frankly, maybe that's what
Don't
I'm gonna
say
do.
Say that she'll hear.
He's gonna blow out my space candles one by one, like.
Oh shit!
My gold, yeah. my golden silks. I'm gonna put them on.
Won't you blow
and then
out
I'm gonna
my
go.
Space candles?
such resentment from what just happened.
You gotta show candles that you're the boss,
and that you're over it.
You don't want them. You don't
and
want
them.
I'm over
always,
it. I was
yes.
always scared of candles coming
you're
back on.
Bullshit.
I'm always scared of candles.
Did you ever hear about that happening? Yeah, because you know there like might be a spark in there still, and you blow it out not hard enough, and they'll come back and light your whole house on fire.
No. One of those.
And there's no
candles.
Insurance for that. You know what I'm saying,
look,
you don't have came back on insurance.
I do.
Yeah, I do, but I don't want the listeners to feel like I'm. You know, I'm like not relatable.
Look. Hey man, I don't care how bougie this sounds. I have candle come back on insurance. I know, but I don't care. I work hard. And yes, I have candle come back on insurance.
Look, I work hard.
I don't forget where I came from.
I don't come to your work and slap the shit out of your
mouth. Candle come back on insurance.
I just got an email. They're offering me candle comebacks insurance, and I'm upset because I didn't know I even need that. Like, now I'm gonna
are you
to
guys
sick?
The person
are you guys getting this robocall spam
Ronnie,
where it's like
this-
a candle is coming back on in your home?
Yes, we're concerned about
I
your candle
it.
You better give us your social
and
security
I get these
number
advertisements from Simply Safe all the time like are you paying too much for candle to come back on insurance?
Yeah,
well too bad. Well, go fuck yourself is what it says. And then I'm like, well, okay.
Look, people are saying what they're going to do. Our listeners are going to say, okay, they say, have a good rest of your Hanukkah. Thank you so much. And then they said,
just to go deep into her app to see what our listeners can't,
it says, Wepa, and it says, I had mac and cheese for dinner. Alexa blew out space candles. Guys.
Oh, so they're just somebody keeping the minutes.
Galactic incense.
Somebody's keeping the minutes.
Time to sleep. Legal your proceedings have begun and
your candle's coming back on, unless you call now. Thank you. All right, guys. I'm going to end this.
All right. Thanks for having me on. I adore you, both. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
I adore you too. Thank you. Happy one that you like.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.